Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alongside Clint Sterner and Wade Smith, I'm Jeremy Branham. Joined now by JMV, host and Indy from 1070 The Fan. JMV, is T.Y. Hilton playing tomorrow?
You know what? If I'm a betting man, and I'm in a casino right now, so I guess I am a betting man, I would say absolutely, positively, yes, he's going to play. Because, I mean, listen, he did participate fully in practice, but you know what this is like. I mean, he went through a walkthrough. I mean, I think basically everybody in the room where I am right now could probably, you know, participate in practice if it's a walkthrough. So he did that. I think there's a reason why he's going. I don't think he's going to be near as good as he should be, but, I mean, you guys know this better than anybody. He has been an absolute terror for that defense down there. And I think just having him on the field, because they're without playmakers offensively. I mean, they really are. They have good players, but no playmakers. And I just think his presence out there alone is a big deal for them. And, yeah, I think he will play.
JMV, I can't let that slide, man. It's a Wednesday night. What the hell are you doing in a casino, brother?
Hey, why wouldn't I be here?
Good point.
Hey, listen, my show's about casinos and bourbon. So what? I mean, is there anything better than this gig we got working here? Nothing. So
that's good stuff, man. Hey, what about with Indy short week? You know, I mean, any major concerns there?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is across the board because you lose Marlon back, and really. For the first time in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks, if you count, just getting back on track against Jacksonville on Sunday, this team hadn't looked anything like what we saw against Houston earlier this season or at Arrowhead on Sunday night against Kansas City. It just simply hasn't looked like that at all. And they finally got back on track and had a really good unifying type of total team effort win against Jacksonville. The defense has been really good, but the offense has been up and down, and they were able to run the football, and then Marlon Mack goes down, and you get, you know, 100-yard games from Mack and Jonathan Williams, but I don't know if anybody expects Jonathan Williams to produce like he did last week against this Texans defense. So now you get Williams, and you get, you know, Jordan Wilkins. He's going to return. There's not a lot of playmakers here, and, you know, obviously – I think it's going to be a premium making plays against this Texans defense tomorrow night. And that's why I question it, guys. I really do, because I think this is a must-win for the Colts. But I think it's even more of a must-win for the Texans, considering the Colts already have a win against them. They're tied in the division. And then you get the Texans, obviously, get the Patriots on the schedule. I think it's a must-win for the Colts, but it's an even larger game for the Texans coming up tomorrow night. And to me, the Colts just don't have those playmakers. If T.Y. Hilton doesn't play, I think they're going to have a tremendous problem. But the thing they can hang their hat on right now is the fact that out of the past 4 weeks, last week they finally got things into gear, and maybe that'll hold over in a short week.
Jacoby Brissett is coming off of about 3 weeks off of an MCL sprain. He played last week. Talk to me about his mobility. Has he regained that at all? Is he kind of more of a statue back there in the pocket these days?
You know, it's funny, man. I don't think he's altogether just straight up a statue. He doesn't have great maneuverability. I mean, he's not quick. He wasn't like Andrew Luck was. But, man, it's weird. He's not Ben Roethlisberger strength-wise, but it's weird how he doesn't get caught a lot. I mean, he doesn't. I don't know if that's just thinking things out, being right place, right time, or what. But he can squeeze via strength out of things. It seems like he's got a pretty good clock inside his head about when to get rid of the ball, when's the good time to do that. Yeah, he doesn't. You know what? He doesn't seem like a statue to me. I mean, he just doesn't. And there's just such a huge difference when he's able to have some pocket time. And I think the last time we talked, fellas, I said this: as much credit as I give to Jacoby, and I think he's been outstanding this year. I mean, given 2 weeks before the start of the season, you know, Andrew pulls the plug on his career and this mass chaos around here, as we talked about, but he has been fantastic for this team. But maybe even equal to or more so than that, it's been Frank Reich and Nick Sirianni
putting him in positions for success and not positions to fail, meaning not putting a lot of weight on his shoulders to do things that may have been early on outside his realm, giving him somewhat of a groove. And, you know, beyond the fact that he got injured and had to sit out a game, I think he's kind of taken that baton and he's run with it. And he's become that threat. He's been a conversation guy as far as, all right, we know who the MVP is of the – oh, you guys saw him last week, the MVP so far this season. But Jacoby Brissett, you can honestly, because of the success of this team, talk with him about how much he means, at least in an MVP category. And as much as I give that to him, I give the credit to Reich and Sirianni for putting him within the system for positions of success and not failure. And there's a fine line in the NFL or any level of football in doing that.
JMV, afternoon host for 1070 The Fan, is joining us. I got to ask you, JMV, Frank Reich yesterday called his defense legit. What did he mean by that? Yeah. Why did he feel the need to say that?
Oh, I just propped him up, I'm sure. I mean, they have been. I mean, they have been legit. I mean, where this offense has been up and down, you know, and you could argue having Brian Horry in there means your offense is going to be down no matter really what you're talking about there. So that was an issue. Even though you paid the dude $3 million for, what, 3 or 4 years to do that, you knew that that was going to be up and down. But now this defense has been legit. And the early season struggles in year number two for Darius Leonard have now disappeared, and he's been more like that player you saw as a rookie a year ago. Justin Houston has been fantastic. And I think the biggest key for this game tomorrow night is kind of what we saw in Baltimore, you guys saw in Baltimore, is this the pressure on Deshaun Watson without his escapability, without him able to make plays out of the pocket. And Justin Houston has been so key in that. Not since Robert Mathis have we seen somebody that can consistently put pressure on the quarterback, and he has been perfect for that defense this year. I think probably what he was describing, guys, was just this defense coming into their own, you know, for the stretch run of the season, which is a good thing.
What do you think about the ability to play more man and couple that with the fact that obviously they're pressuring more and yada yada, some of the things you just alluded to.
Yeah.
But you've got the Texans receiving core. I mean, they're special when they're healthy. How do you see the secondary in particular matching up with the Texans wide receivers?
Well, I think idealistically is what you want is kind of what you got in that first game, guys. I mean, you want to put pressure on Watson, but you have to keep him within reach. I mean, you don't want him going out there and creating something that he can easily do as an incredibly athletic quarterback in the NFL. And, you know, that's kind of similar to how they handled Patrick Mahomes before Mahomes got injured back in September on that Sunday night at Arrowhead. There was a couple of times that they had negative plays, and both of those matters came down to the fact that Mahomes had pressure, got loose of that pressure, got out of the pocket, and just created some magic. And that's the same thing Deshaun Watson can do. I mean, you need to put pressure on him. You need to hit him, but you need to keep him confined. And that is the hope of Matt Eberflus in that defense. And they've done a good job of that. I mean, their sample size this season, they have done a pretty good job of that. And that's really going to have to be the key. And then, you know what, you play a little bit more man. If you put pressure, you guys know this. I mean, if you put pressure on the quarterback, that makes everybody in the back look awesome. I mean, it doesn't matter how good. If you're middle of the road, a little above average, I mean, that makes you look like a damn good defensive back. So that, to me, is the key. But you got to keep him confined in space, because if he cuts loose, he's going to burn you. And that's exactly is what's going to happen tomorrow night if he's allowed to get out there and make plays.
JMV, you have your fingers on the pulse of the Indianapolis Colts. How much confidence do you think they have coming into this ball game on Thursday Night Football against the Houston Texans?
Oh, I think they have enough. I mean, I don't think anybody goes in thinking about, well, you know, a short week and we're banged up, we don't have a running back, and, you know, T.Y. Hilton's just now coming back from a calf injury, hopefully he plays. I don't think they take it like that. I think what they're playing off of is in the now. And in the now, they came off a really nice win over Jacksonville, because honestly, Miami might have been that loss, the most embarrassing loss of the season for any team. I mean, at home, you got to be kidding me. The way that they looked playing down to the competition, and really, that's what this team has done this year. They have played up to the competition, and for whatever reason, they played down to the competition, which to me has me thinking that this team altogether is not as good as we think it should be, because there was a point in time after that win the first time over Houston where they could have taken off with the schedule, and had they taken care of business, they could have been in a similar situation as Baltimore is in right now, being talked about as one of the best teams in the NFL. But since they didn't take care of that, they barely beat Denver. They lost to Pittsburgh in really awful results, and Adam Vinatieri struggles, and those questions regarding the GOAT. And then you have, you know, obviously that Miami loss, which is so bad. So they kind of put themselves in a situation to where it could be a lot more glorified for them right now, because they could have taken care of business instead of being in a tie with the Texans and being in a must-win situation, divisionally speaking, on the road in Houston tomorrow night. It's just, it's been a really odd season. It makes you think they're just not as good as sometimes you think they are, and they're certainly not as bad as sometimes you think they are. It's just been kind of an odd month or so around here.
JMV, thanks for the time. Bet it all on black, all right?
Fellas, I'm going to tell you what. You're my favorite show. I come on. And one of these days, you're going to have me on. We got to talk about more than just football. You guys just throw it wide open down there, and we'll entertain the folks in Houston with more than just football, because you guys are hellaciously fun. I got to have you guys on my show sometime.
Hey,
my
man, what are you doing? What are you doing Friday, Chief? What are you doing Friday, Chief?
Well, I'm going, hey, I got a show at Twin Peaks tomorrow, and you guys know all about Twin Peaks, okay? I'm sorry to give credit to somebody that may not be an advertiser down there, but I know you guys have some locations. I'm doing that, and then Friday we're out with a local beer and having some fun. I go out everywhere, but you guys, I got to get you guys on the show sometime and pay you back, because I get a great deal of love for Houston, and you guys get me on down there, and I appreciate you for that. I really do. And shout out to Brian for texting me and getting me on here too. I love it.
Yeah, Brian's the brains of the operation. Jamie, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Fellas, anytime. Thank you.
It's JMV does radio 1070 The Fan in Indy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.